One of the reasons is that Nigerians, we've never had it this bad in the country. The effect on the economy is so monumental that they are feeling if they don't do this now, Nigerians may take arms against them. I think they are in that awkward position as we speak. The telephone network providers have given indication that in the next couple of hours, if the situation does not change, they might not be able to continue to serve us. Banks are now closing half day, and a lot of companies have given warning that they will not be able to continue. So it's a major threat to the economy, and Nigerians have come out to say this is a sabotage. This is an attempt to blackmail and hoodwink the incoming government. So I think it is because of that awkward position they found themselves that they have decided to shift ground.
Was anything offered to anyone to solve this crisis?
No deal was offered except the understanding that the issue of subsidy will be looked into and that where a genuine case of outstanding non-payment is discovered, such payments will be made. But this has to be subject to due process and proper verification.
As the immediate past president of the Oil Workers Union, how did Nigeria get to this crisis?
Well, the genesis of the whole thing is that over the years, the refineries have been neglected and NNPC, the National Oil Company, has been so badly managed because of bureaucracy and lack of transparency to some extent. As a result of that, the four refineries in Nigeria are not producing up to maximum capacity. Therefore, we depend on importation of petroleum products.
So now you are a member of parliament, APC. Your party will be taking over the government on Friday the 29th. Now, the APC is accusing the Jonathan administration of manufacturing something. Is this fair to say that this is a political issue?
Absolutely. It is quite political. Yeah, because the figures they are panning up and down are quite outrageous. And it is difficult for anybody to justify such figures. And a lot of Nigerians believe that the strike itself was politically motivated both by the outgoing elements in the outgoing government who are owning some of these companies by proxy, as well as some of the associations who believe that now that a transparent president is coming in, the unjustified subsidies will not be paid. And so they have to put the government under severe pressure so that they'll be hoodwinked into paying the subsidy, whether there's justification for it or not. That is the kind of thing that is playing out in this case.
You said it's political, but you mentioned the lack of refineries in Nigeria and the government's continued payment of subsidies to keep prices down. Don't you think perhaps Nigeria can solve this problem by building refineries in Nigeria?
Even the failure of the refinery is traceable to political, manipulations. You know, because the process of maintenance of the refinery, the process of management, the process of repairs and fixing the refinery has been so badly politicized to the extent that we believe that the refineries can do better than they are doing just now. Contracts have been awarded to cronies instead of experts. Even the last contract that was awarded, which the powerful petroleum minister claimed was awarded to the original builders of the refinery, today there is no result. There is no result. So Nigerians are fed up. Nigerians believe that we are spending so much money to fix these refineries and they are not working. But that this is because the managers of that refinery, particularly the political class in that group, have so compromised the system. It is not as if the refineries cannot work. It is not as if the workers are not efficient enough. But the process of decision-making, financing it, and then the decision to award contract and all of that is dysfunctional. And so that is the problem. But I believe Nigeria can fix the refineries. I believe that we can create the enabling environment for private investors to bring in their resources to build more refineries. But you know what is happening globally now? The global investors are not interested in building refineries because there's excess capacity in the Western world. In Europe and America, there are too many refineries. They produce more than they can consume, so they need a market to sell their products. So they will not bring their money to come and build a refinery in Africa or in Nigeria. Rather, they want to continue to produce over there and sell to us. So we need to create some homegrown initiatives to be able to fix our refineries, build new refineries, and make them work. We have people who are investing money outside Africa. So how come we cannot use such money to build refineries in Nigeria?